A speech on Mangalore, 8th of January 2008. Hare Krishna.
जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्र महारानी की, सुदर्शन चक्र की, पंचतत्व की, संगवेद भक्तवृंद की। थैंक यू फॉर योर रिसेप्शन। My humble representative of the Brahma Mata Gaudiya Vaishnav disciplic succession. We just had Rath Yatra in Coimbatore Friday and Saturday and Sunday, and yesterday in Kannur. Our flight from Coimbatore was delayed, so we only reached at the end of the festival. 5 hour delay by Indian Airlines. They showed in the newspaper big crowds of people, and they say maybe 20,000 people participated at any given time, 4,000 or 5,000. So for the first Rath Yatra it was very successful. They had the Jagannath Devis from Belgaum, I think. So we also have sometimes a nice Rath Yatra here, would it be? It's amazing that how there's a number of Jagannath temples in India. Seems very popular. Even in Bangalore, our congregation has Jagannath Mandir. Bangalore has Jagannath Mandir. Kannur they have Jagannath. Coimbatore Jagannath. Like that, number of places are having Jagannath all over India. So Jagannath is very merciful. He gives us blessings very easily. Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj is from Orissa, so he knows many stories about Jagannath. He says that normally people in the corner of the eye, they have a little red dot. But see, Jagannath, all around his eye is red. And so that red signifies mercy. So he's fully merciful. All mercy. They only have a drop of mercy, but they have full mercy. You heard that before? So that way, then I was telling some devotees, I was visiting Sofia, Bulgaria, and I told them about the pastime that happened in Mayapur, where one non-Hindu came to the temple, which is not unusual. Many non-Hindus come to the temple. They say they pray to Jagannath and he gives them blessings. So they've had babies when they couldn't have children for a long year time. The cows give milk when they were dry. So they come and give milk, they give jackfruit, they give so many gifts. So this one non-Hindu came and he was given prasada and they took and threw it. Said, I don't believe in all this. I won't repeat what he said, I sent it before the Lord, but said something offensive to the guy. Said, look, if you don't, you're welcome to come here if you're respectful, but if you're not respectful, then why do you come here? What's the problem? What's the need? So he left. Next day he came back again. This time he was paying obeisance to Jagannath. The guy was surprised. Yesterday he don't believe. Today he's paying obeisances. Then he came up to the pujari and said, can I have some prasadam? What's wrong with you? Yesterday if we gave you prasad, you threw it. Now today you want prasad. What happened? Why that change? He said, you see, last night these three came to me in my dreams. And the one with the white face, he doesn't know the name. So he grabbed me by the neck and said, you threw my brother's prasad. I'm going to get you now. Then the one with the yellow face said, finish him off. I was shaking. They were so heavy with me. But I was saved by the one with the black face. He said, no, no. What he did is not so bad. Give him a chance. So now I believe. And I want to take prasadam and I won't throw it. I never throw prasadam again. So like that, now he's a believer by mercy. Personally, Jagannath came and preached to them in his own way. So I told this story in Bulgaria, and I asked them, do you have any pastime about Jagannath? They said, yes, we do. They all said Jagannath deities. I said, recently, the deities were given these wooden shoes. So Jagannath has wooden shoes, Subhadra, Balaram, Karam. They call them Bengal, I don't know what they call them here, but wooden shoes. But somehow by mistake they gave two left shoes to Subhadra. So when they did that, they gave this, then Subhadra came in the dream of the pujari, she's limping, he said, why is this, why are you giving me two left shoes? How I'll work? I can't keep up with my brothers. They have the normal shoes, I'm only on one shoe and one doesn't fit. But the pujari didn't tell anybody. He thought, what is this strange dream? A few days later again, all the three came in his dream. This time Balaram and Jagannath got very heavy. What kind of pujari are you? Why are you giving our sister two left shoes? She can only wear one shoe, she can't walk with us. We're going to give you a serious lesson if you don't straighten this out. So they got very frightened and went to the temple president and said, what happened? So then the temple president arranged two, one right, one left shoe. After that everything comes over here. So what last time you have here with your Jagannath beating? Pujari, any pastime you want to tell us? What pastime with Jagannath? You don't want to tell us. You want to keep it a secret. Anyone? You should note down, we have a whole book of pastimes with our deities in Mayapur. Other times, like these people don't tell what happens. Deities coming in the dream, deities giving blessings. Deities are living. They have their own spiritual existence and they're the Lord in Archa Avatar. Okay, let the Lord take his meal. I don't want
to put off it. Turn off the CD player. And I thought, let me finish some other work and I'll go for, you know, afterwards I can put up. But all of a sudden, I thought Lord is not going to bear now, already he's resting now. But result was the current off, means power cut. All of a sudden power gone. You got idea? You got?
Power went off, so that the music stopped?
Yeah, automatically got.
Sankaran Kami Ki, Haradev Ki, Mata Maharani Ki.
So like this in our temples, deities are having their own pastimes. It says that each deity is a different incarnation, although all the same Jagannath, but they're individual. They have Leela Vaishitra. That means the pastime variegated in. So it's good to give some history. Like Jagannath Puri, when Jesus Christ went to the temple, they recorded in the temple. Isha Putra, Son of God, came here. Yes, 2000 years ago recorded that he came to Jagannath Puri. Any important visit, anything, they have a historical book where they have some pastime that Jagannath was missing from the altar. They are looking, they found that he was listening to some devotee chanting Geet Govinda in the garden. Sometimes time like that, so they have. He likes Geet Govinda, also he likes his kacha, his Jagannath tongues. Do you know how to make those tongues? One time we had one panda come from Jagannath Puri to Mayapur, and he taught us. That's why in Mayapur now they have the tongues, and it's a secret preparation. You can learn from Mayapur. Some cooks know how to do it. Jagannath's favorite. They call it khaja. This long tongue. Oh, well, there it is. That's gaja, no? It's gaja and kaja. Maybe it's a long one. Isn't it called kaja? So what question you have for me? I'm just coming here on a transit from Kerala to Bangalore, then I have to go. We're going to North Bengal. We're having for 2 months Namhata festival. So they booked me to go to Dhupguri. Last time I went there, the elephants came in from the Bhutan forest and attacked some of the houses. So we need your blessings that we don't get attacked by wild elephants coming from the jungle. We're doing the preaching by the jungle side. So they dig a big ditch around the village so the elephant can come in. We're also having that problem here, wild elephants. Then on the 12th and 13th we have the Chennai Rath Yatra. Just like we came on the Chennai Mangalore Express, you can go on the Mangalore Chennai Express and go to the Rath Yatra. But then we're coming back to Karnataka on 14th and 15th. And we're having Madikeri, what's it called? Madikeri. How far is that from Mangalore? Is it colder? So need a cold plug. Anybody going to Madikeri for the Rath Yatra? First time. They speak the same language as here? What kind of that? What's that? Tulu or something? What kind of language? And here is? Trying to figure out whether it's better to go from Bangalore or from Mangalore to Madikeri. Slightly. We're taking the train from Chennai to Mysore. And then driving from Mysore, they said 1 or 2 hours. I recently was sick. I went to Australia for preaching. When I arrived, and I had a fever, and my leg got infected with a cellulitis. I'm supposed to give my leg some rest still for another 1 or 2 days. It's almost healed now. Pretty much normal. But it was a unique situation. Only one. The last time I went to the hospital was 1989. not used to the hospital. So, like that, every day step is a danger. We don't know what's going to happen. Then when I came and had a checkup in Coimbatore, they said that I have a dengue in my blood. So maybe I had dengue fever, because it also had similar symptoms. But they didn't know that in Australia. They didn't say it was dengue. So we're traveling around the world. I was very afraid when I went to Bhakti Kirtamar, they asked me to go to West Africa, so I went this year to Nigeria. So we heard in Nigeria there's lots of malaria. But somehow I survived Nigeria, but then I fell down in Australia to dengue, which I might have got in Singapore or something, Malaysia. Maybe it was in dengue, we don't know. So we're trying to do our service, sometimes there's just different obstacles. The devotees there were taking very nice care of me, coming and giving me my house, allowed me to have special diet, prasadam. So like that, many devotees were sending their prayers. Thank you. So like this, we have to be careful. You never know what's going to happen. Every step is unknown. Anyone has a question for me? Yes? Remove your hand. I know, I have a disciple in Shivandram, he gives me the free treatment. Gurupi, I have to pay for it. They're inviting me to go to Moscow, where it's snowing. They have a snowing Rath Yatra in a sled. Jagannath on the sled in the snow. It'll be a new thing. Nobody has any question. Sankirtan Krishna Das. If you have a dream, you can share with your spiritual master. If you think it's something spiritually significant, then he can tell you whether it's suitable to tell others or not. Some things are very confidential, not to be told. Some things may be general, they can be told. That's why you have to check your dreams with the spiritual master. I had a dream Prabhupada told me it was Krishna's mercy, but he said not to tell anybody what it was. And we don't tell everybody. I want to thank all the devotees for their service here to ISKCON Mangalore, helping to expand the Krishna conscious movement and the ISKCON Udupi. These are important historical cities. Lord Chaitanya came walking through here. So this Padaduli. These are pious people mentioned in the Bhagavatam. The people that are born in this part of India in the Kali Yuga would be Vaishnavas, would be devotees. So it's important that we have our Krishna conscious preaching here. Anything I can do to help you, tell me. I'm happy to be your co-zonal secretary. Private darshan. Take prasad, take some rest, darshan. Seva.